And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Our sponsors for today's show, AARP, taking on issues that matter. Northern Insurance Group, meeting your business, commercial, and personal insurance needs. Sheehan Finney Bass & Green, innovative approaches and practical solutions. And the law firm of Jackson Lewis, all we do is work. And we are today talking with Nancy Kosick, certified etiquette and protocol expert and trainer from the Nancy Kosick Academy of International Protocol and Etiquette, is going to be talking about how to make positive first impression in business. Nancy is returning from a segment that she did a few weeks ago. We had a great time. I said we ran out of time and we're going to bring her back. Nancy, thanks for being on the show today.
Pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me once again.
No problem. We're going to be talking today about how to make positive first impressions in business. That's a great topic, and I think when you really think about it, you only have a few seconds to make that good first impression, don't you?
Absolutely true, absolutely true. And, you know, correct and polite behavior in a social or business setting, that first impression can literally make or break your career, your job opportunity, any relationship you're trying to create, to build on.
Well, I'm going to start by quickly defining what it is you do. So what is etiquette? I mean, people sometimes use that term in a very broad fashion. What is it and why is it important?
Good point, actually. Well, a lot of people don't really understand the difference between etiquette and protocol, which is sort of funny. Etiquette is polite and correct behavior. Correct is a key word here when in social or different business situations, whereas protocol is related a little more to the rules pertaining to what needs to be done for more formal events. So the correct procedure when dealing with people in formal events. Basically, etiquette is the correct and polite behavior for social and business situations. Protocol is the correct behavior, the etiquette for more formal situations.
Okay, so we're talking about how to properly speak, how to properly act, how to properly look when you make that first impression in the setting. So first of all, I look at it in two different ways. One is a setting that you're going into that you probably know what the setting's going to be like. You're going to meet with a CEO. You're going to meet with an organizational leader. You're going to kind of understand a little bit about it. So you kind of know the setting. The second is when you have a situation where you're going in blind. You have no idea what the culture is there. You have no idea what the clothing they might be wearing. You might be overdressed, underdressed. Those two situations happen when you're talking about that first impression. If we're talking initially about how do you handle that situation?
Absolutely. Well, I've got plenty of tips for you today. Basically, how you present yourself and your attitude is what will make you stand out from the competition. So attitude towards where you are working and who you are working for, towards yourself and your own career, towards the people you are meeting, and also with your colleagues at work, is very important. So why do we want to be able to apply etiquette to these situations? Is basically etiquette is linked to everything. Your attitude is linked to everything, no matter what your business. So there is correct behavior when selecting the correct clothing, which we spoke about the first time that we had a segment together.
Yes.
Your approach, how you approach people, your body language, how you communicate in written form, verbally, and how you use the tools. Etiquette is related to all of these things. How you approach different situations when handling, for example, a business card, socializing with people in a more social setting, but still in the business arena. How do you sell yourself? How do you greet people of different ranks and cultures? How do you introduce yourself and others? Entertaining in business. There's etiquette to business meetings, which gifts to offer. So any successful business person knows that they are their best asset, and this knowledge will help them achieve their goals and will help them outshine others when in situations, when trying to create a positive first impression, whether they are fully prepared for what is about to take place or not. Etiquette knowledge will help you build awareness of yourself and of others in the room so you can better assess the situation. If you practice it, it will put you at ease in these situations, and therefore you'll be more present in the situation. You won't have that voice in the back of your mind saying, oh my gosh, am I doing this right or wrong, right?
You're absolutely correct. This is so key to not only people who are learning about business etiquette and really knowing how to handle situations when they're dealing with their boss, when they're dealing with a new client, when they're dealing with a new customer, they're dealing with a situation where they're uncomfortable. This is basic 101 information that unfortunately not a lot of people get training in school and business schools and so forth. So, I mean, no, I think you're right on the money.
That's right. And I'm happy to say that this is now a knowledge, though, that is sought after by many. Etiquette knowledge is now becoming a necessity and a main hiring criteria. So more often than none now, universities and the students of universities are looking for this type of training. I have worked with many universities, and there's a great interest in this.
Well, you only have one moment to make a good first impression. And whether you're in business,
absolutely,
whether you're in hiring, whether you're in any particular situation, I talk about it all the time when we're talking to career people. You know, you make a judgment call within a matter of 5-10 seconds. If you want to be having this conversation with this person, if you want to run away from this person, if you just say, well, I mean, let me see what's going. I mean, that's what happens in life. This is life.
So
whether
true.
You're in a coffee house, whether you're at a social event, whether you're at a business meeting, within 10, 15, 20 seconds, you get that gut feel. You're like, okay, I like this person. Okay, God, can somebody just take me away as fast as I possibly can? I can't take it. Or, hey, okay, let's give them a chance. I mean, that's reality. Right?
That is the reality. All of my trainings, I say, who here judges others? And I will have some people who will say, well, everyone judges, and half the room will raise their hands. There are other people that will respond and say, well, I don't judge immediately. But the reality is you do. 0 to 3 seconds, you will have an impression on whether or not you want to get to know this person or not. So what you see is key, obviously, when we become aware that it's 0 to 3 seconds. And judging others is not necessarily bad. It is a positive thing because you can judge others in a positive light.
Well, you know what? Okay. We're talking with Nancy Kosick of the Academy of International Protocol and Etiquette, and we're going to come right back with those tips on HR Power Hour. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we're talking with Nancy Kosick, certified etiquette and protocol expert and trainer from the Nancy Kosick Academy of International Protocol and Etiquette. A big, long title, but great stuff. You do a lot of coaching and trainings for corporations and professionals all across the country and across the globe. You've seen these things. You're talking to universities. You're talking in Canada or across the country. Matter of fact, last time we talked, you were in Brazil. We're going to be talking about tips nets that are really good takeaways. But before you do that, could you give me an impression about what you think is the top number one thing in this first impression that people should be thinking about when they walk into a room?
Well, as I said, what you see is what you get. And this statement really needs no explanation. But I will give you some tips as to how you can enhance that first impression based on simply what people see from the get-go.
Perfect. Let's go through them.
Okay, wonderful. So what do we see? What do we see, David? We see a person's posture. We pay attention to facial expressions. And these things express attitude and your mood. So be aware, what we do pay attention to is what we call, it falls all under the umbrella of body language. So you want to be able to, when you're meeting anyone, whether you know them or not, to use signals that express open communication versus closed communication. Some tips that I can give you in brief is, for example, when we're meeting people, we want to make people feel as comfortable as possible. And very often we're sending messages to others subconsciously, not knowing, not realizing what it is that we're doing with our body. So try not to avoid basically crossing your arms when you're speaking with people or when you're about to approach people or talking in a group, because people will feel less comfortable approaching you versus someone else who might have the correct body language and their arms to the side, for example. When you're speaking with someone who approaches you or while in communication, don't turn away from them. Make sure to turn your body towards the person ever so slightly. And if you happen to be seated and that person sits down immediately, well, then you'll want to lean slightly towards that person. And again, you're giving off signals that they may not be fully aware of, but that you know what you're doing. So you're gaining control of the situation a little bit more. We also talk about mirroring techniques versus matching techniques. Without getting into too much detail regarding that, mirroring is basically if someone happens to lean over, well, then you might want to lean over as though they were looking in the mirror, but sort of in the opposite direction. It doesn't mean that it's tit for tat and matching every single little movement that they're doing. Obviously, they're going to find that a little bit odd, right?
Yeah, they would.
Your arm movements as well, that's something you want to be careful about when you're about to approach someone or you're just starting off a conversation. Very often when we're excited, like when children express themselves, their arms are waving all over the place because as a child or the younger that you are, if you compare an adult to a child, when you're moving your arms around too much, it shows a level of insecurity and lack of control over your emotions because a child will use their body to express themselves because they don't have the verbal experience that adults have. So think of not moving your shoulders too much or the upper part of your arm and moving the forearm a little bit more if you're a person that speaks with their hands. Also speak with your palms upward versus downward. There's a difference, and if you try that right now, even though we don't see each other and we're actually speaking and we're on the radio with those or with our listeners, imagine yourself speaking with someone and place your palm, your arm forward, your hand forward, but your palm down. Now turn your palm upward. All of a sudden, when you turn the palm upward, there's a lighter feeling and a more open feeling to what it is that you are saying to that person. Make eye contact. And again, I mentioned your facial expressions. Remember that smiles are contagious. So in most cases, when you are going to smile at someone immediately when you're about to meet and greet them, well, then that person will smile back. And do consider territory. If you're about to meet someone right from the get-go, don't get too close to that person. So you'll want to stay at least at arm's length when you've met someone for the first time. Eye contact, right?
Yeah.
Pay attention and be aware of the eye contact that you are making. So if you are in a room and you're mingling and greeting and networking and you might be meeting people for the first time, pay attention to the person. If you're listening, you'll want to look at people within in your group that are speaking to you about 70% of the time. And if you are speaking, separate the time frame that you're speaking and look at those people. Don't ignore people that are in the group. While doing this, also pay attention, again, with your body language and now combining it with your eye contact, pay attention that when you do look away, pay attention to your peripheral vision and see if there are other people in the vicinity that might want to join your group because your body language is so great that you are attracting them to you. So be aware and don't hesitate to say, would you like to join us? And that will really create a fantastic first impression and exude leadership qualities. The other thing you want to pay attention to is property and how you present yourself. You are going to be judged based on your appearance. And the things that you own. And as superficial as this sounds, it is the reality. What I mean by this is you want to basically pay attention to your property and your tools and the actual physical things that you use and make sure that they represent the field that you are in. So what I'm saying is something as simple as the pen that you're using. If you're a lawyer, you don't want to be showing up with a little white plastic Bic pen when you're meeting with your clients. These are things that, again, though we hate to admit that they have an impact on what others think of you, they do. Don't show up with a scrap piece of paper all torn up and wrinkled. You want a proper notebook to be able to write your notes down and whatnot. How you maintain your office space. The bag or the briefcase that you choose. Imagine going to a law firm and you're going for an interview at a law firm or you're at a cocktail event where there are other interns and students and people and you're trying to make these connections and there you are with a knapsack on your shoulder. That's not going to cut it, right?
Absolutely.
So people do generalize. It is, in a way, a sad thing, but these decisions do reflect on your attitude, once again, towards your job, who it is that you're meeting, how you feel about yourself, and whatnot. So, and for an interview in particular, you want to show you fit in. This will help your chances of being hired.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Nancy, and I go back to something that was said many years ago by a former supervisor of mine, and he said, and this was his words, he said, I don't have to be the smartest, I just have to look the smartest.
Absolutely, absolutely. It matters. Your role, your business, people are so diverse. It doesn't need to represent everything you are, but it is a part of who you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it, right? In most cases, that is the end result. So, you know, if you want to be convincing as a king, well, you're going to put on that crown and you're going to put on that robe.
You're right.
So it's about using the tools to your advantage so you can succeed. It's that simple.
Yeah, see, this has been great information. Do you find when you're out there talking to companies and universities, and it doesn't matter what age individual, that this is knowledge that people are clamoring for? I certainly think it is.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And often people will not seek it, but when they know it is there, they want it all. They're like sponges. They take it all in and they want to know all about it. Because in the end, no matter what your position is in life, no matter who you are, no one wants to be viewed as unclassy, unknowledgeable. And etiquette and this knowledge will show leadership qualities, will help you attain an image of a professional and someone who looks like they know what it is that they're doing. And hopefully you've got the talent to add on to all of
right,
that.
And back it up, and back it up.
Talk,
that's
right.
You know, I ask one last question as we get ready to wrap up here, because I think it's an important question to ask. People have said, for example, hey, you know, I've had an image for many, many years. How do I transform my image without making it look like I'm transforming my image?
It's about the package you put together, and it's about developing that self-awareness and the knowledge of what those tools are and what the opportunities are that exist on a day-to-day basis and for those particular special events that you can take advantage of. Like your trade, etiquette and selling yourself is also a form of knowledge that you need to be aware of. The more cards you can stack on your side, the more successful you're going to be. You know, you're going to meet and greet people. And, you know, for the rest of your life, though technology is advancing, you know, face-to-face communication will never cease to exist. So all of these things that we spoke about, you know, just off the get-go, right from the get-go, from 0 to 3 seconds, the property, the eye contact, the posture, the body language, your appearance, your grooming, these are all key things that you need to better represent yourself. So if you want to bring up your game, these are the things you're going to pay attention to, and you're going to research, you're going to learn about it, and you're going to apply it. How you behave when you meet and greet people is something that is very important, because as soon as they do see you, and if you are approached or if you approach them, this is the first thing that takes place, right? And how often have we met several people in one evening or at a time and said, gosh, you know, I feel a better chemistry with that other person instead of that person? Well, I've got a little newsflash for everyone. It's not chemistry. It's basically how that person presented themselves and their behavior tactics, what it is that they use to communicate with other people. So when meeting and greeting, people want to feel a sense of, I'm ready, I'm awake, I'm energetic, I'm happy and pleased to meet you. I'm a trustworthy person. So these are a few tips that I could provide to you when it comes to meet and greet and how you can create an amazing first impression. You want to spend any time you meet anyone, okay? It basically gives a sense of interest and enthusiasm in the person that you're about to meet. Offer a handshake. Offer your hand in business at all times. There are no exceptions. This will give you the edge and the advantage. Usually the person that will extend their hands will have the advantage over what is about to take place. So you're expressing leadership qualities. So it's very, very important. And for women, it also eases the tension, because often men in business still do not know whether or not they should shake your hand or not. And unless you are aware of cultural differences, well, then that's a whole other issue. Don't forget to make eye contact when meeting and greeting. Again, pay attention to the territory and space. And how you offer that handshake is very important. Make it an assertive handshake and not a passive or aggressive one.
Absolutely.
But pay attention to the handshake that you offer.
Nancy, these have been fantastic tips, and I'm sorry we're out of time, but I have promised you're going to be back again sometime, probably towards the second half of the year here on the HR Power Hour, because these are really fundamental, great tips. Where can somebody find out your information? Other than, of course, they can go to the HR Power Hour right after this show and download your information, but where else can they go?
Well, they can actually visit our website at NK, which are my initials, Nancy Koshick, so it's NK. AI, P as in protocol, E as in etiquette.com. Our email address is on the website. And do keep in mind that we have one of the most diverse etiquette and protocol trainings throughout Canada, and it's very diverse. So what's on the website is limited. So feel free to contact us. Let us know your interest in the category, and we'll send you all the necessary information.
This has been fantastic. Thank you very much for being on the show today, Nancy.
I thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you soon.
And now the HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group. Licensed agents in 28 states, business, commercial, and personal. Go to northerninsurancegroup.com. According to Kevin Dom, the author of Video Marketing for Dummies, there are 10 things really amazing bosses do. First, good bosses maintain control and get things done. Second, good bosses foster a sense of community, making room for everyone. 3. Good bosses invite creative thinking. 4. Good bosses create an open environment for voicing concern and frustration. 5. Good bosses encourage career development for all their employees. 6. They run effective and efficient meetings. 7. They build trust so people feel safe. 8. They generate happiness in the workplace. 9. They make sure people are responsible for their roles and actions. And 10, they know how to praise and show great gratitude. That is what amazing bosses do. And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group at northerninsurancegroup.com. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.